Merry Christmas to you from Monday at 1. Monday at 1 at Christmas time is different. Usually we talk a lot, but on our Christmas program it's mostly music. I'm not the only person who has discovered the carols of Alfred Burt, but each year I find people who have never heard of these distinctive, modern Christmas carols. I was working in Fredericksburg in 1955 when a small album arrived, and it had no information on it at all, no word about the composer or about why Columbia Records should produce this little 10-inch record. And yet the music was extraordinary, and I loved the carols immediately. I bought my own copy of the record, and when Christmas time comes each year, I play them, I guess, almost more than the traditional songs of the season. And I'd like to share them with you on this Christmas Monday at 1 program. So let's listen to a couple of the Alfred Burt carols, sung by the singers, directed by Jimmy Joyce, in arrangements by Brinley Bethel. This is a Warner Brothers recording. It was released in 1964. And I'll tell you about Alfred Burt and these carols in a few minutes. Now, let's listen to This Is Christmas and Christmas Cometh Caroling.
Bright, bright, the holly berries in the wreath upon the door. Bright, bright, the happy faces with the thoughts of joy in store.
White, white, the snowy meadow wrapped in slumber deep and sweet.
White, white, the mistletoe meet which two lovers meet. This is Christmas.
Thank you.
The voices of Jimmy Joyce, the songs, the Alfred Burt Christmas carols. And as we play and hear this album, we are participating in a legend, a living legend of Alfred S. Burt, the slender minister's son, the young jazz trumpet man who composed Christmas carols, the songs that have lived and grown to new vitality after his untimely death of lung cancer at the age of 34. All of these are parts of the legend of Alfred S. Burt. Al Burt was born in 1920. The carols in this collection that we're hearing are performed with loving care by the voices of leader Jimmy Joyce and an outstanding choir. And these are a major part of the legend. With each Christmas, they reach a wider and more attentive audience. Their growth has been a natural one, nurtured by the friends of the Burts, but growing mainly on the evergreen strength of the music and the words. These strengths can be heard throughout this collection. And what cannot be heard is the story of Alfred S. Burt, which we will pick up in a moment or so. Now, as the voices of Jimmy Joyce continue in these settings by Brinley Bethel, let's listen to the Alfred Burt carol, Ah, Bleak and Chill the Wintry Wind. You're listening to Monday at 1 on WJMA, our annual presentation of the Alfred Burt Christmas carols. We'll continue in a moment. Music on Monday at 1, this Christmas program featuring the songs of Alfred S. Burt. We were going to tell you a little bit of the story of the life of Al Burt. On February 7, 1954, Al Burt lost his battle with lung cancer. And in that year, Columbia Records made the first recording of the Burt carols. And now, what is it, gosh, nearly 20 years later, about 10 years later, Warner Brothers Records made their setting of it, the one we're listening to this afternoon, reaffirming the strength of these carols and the tradition started by Al's father, the Reverend Bates Burt. They call him Dad Burt, who long ago began sending his own composed carols as Christmas messages to his friends and his congregation. And the Reverend Dad Burt
proudly saw his professional musician son take over the music in 1941 while he continued to supply the lyrics. The lyrics were later written by Willa Hudson, a family friend and organist at the Burt Episcopal Church in Pontiac, Michigan. As Al moved through his youth, the war years, marriage to Ann Burt, the birth of his daughter, his association with the Alvino Ray Orchestra, both as writer and performer, he kept the quiet faith implicit in his life and in the writing of these carols each year. This is a pair now with thoughts about children. I've come particularly favorites of mine. One, Come Dear Children, which is a decorate the house kind of song. And the other is How the Christ Child is Seen Through the Eyes of Children Around the World. The Alfred Burt carols, the voices of Jimmy Joyce, the settings of Brinley Bethel. Come, Dear Children, and Some Children See Him.
Come, dear children, don't be dallying. All the family now is rallying. Not a moment now to spare. Joyful haste is in the air. There are nuts to crack and candies to make, and birds to stuff and cookies to bake. There's many and many a thing to do which we have done before. For Christmas, blessed Christmas, is here once more.
His hurrying, oh, to finish he contrives. Ere the glorious day arrives, there are gifts to wrap and cards to write, and secrets kept with great delight. There's many and many a mystery behind each closet door. For Christmas, blessed Christmas, is here once more. Oh, was there ever such a jolly day families gathered for? The holiday home is filled with dancing eyes, laughter, love, and glad surprise. There are friends to see and prayers to say and songs to sing in roundelay. There's many a lovely memory of Christmas tides of yore. For Christmas, blessed Christmas, is here once more.
Some children see him lily white, the baby Jesus born. Some children see him lily white.
That was Some Children See Him, preceded by Come, Dear Children, two songs by Alfred Burt. On this Monday at One program, kind of an annual feature, I like to get together and share with you what I consider to be some of the most delightful, refreshing, unusual, and appropriate contemporary Christmas carols there are. There's a lot of foolish Christmas music that comes around, gay and joyous, and that's the way it should be. But to me, it's something particularly rare that a family can compose a melody and compose a lyric and print and send to its friends a Christmas carol. What a delight. What a frustration to me if I had received one of those, because I have difficulty reading music. I'd have to go find a friend. So I'm very pleased to have this fine setting of the Christmas carols done in this 1964 Warner Brothers album. The choir is conducted by Jimmy Joyce, and the arrangements are by Brinley Bethel. We were telling you something about the story of these carols and about Alfred Burt. Christmas meant a great deal to the Burt family, not only as a church festival, since one of them was a clergyman, but also as a time for family gathering. And as you note, the strong secular mood of many of these carols, as well as the vital sense of milieu, winter in Michigan, that pervades these songs. Well, wherever the Burts were in their travels, Willa Hudson mailed the lyrics to them, and in a short time after their arrival, Al had written the music. And the task was then Mrs. Burt's to select the artwork, to see the cards printed, and address them to the Burt's Christmas list, which started out with 50 and wound up with 450 as they moved from city to city. These are the carols of Alfred S. Burt. Another pair now. A lovely lullaby, Sleep, Baby Mine, followed by what naturally follows after a lovely sleep on Christmas Eve, All on a Christmas Morning.
Blue.
This is Monday at 1 on WJMA in Orange, Virginia. WJMA AM, 1340 on the dial. If you're listening to us on FM, that spot is 96.7, no matter what the dial says. And it's nice to have you with us on this Christmas program of Monday at 1. If one has to make his own traditions, I guess the best way to do it is just remember every year to do the same thing. And it's been my pleasure to share these Alfred Burt Christmas carols with you each year for a number of years. At just about halfway through the hour, let me tell you that we have more to come with the Alfred Burt carols. And as time remains, I have another special something I'd like to share with you for the balance of the hour. So this is WJMA in Orange, Virginia. Our music is recorded, and this is Monday at 1. Now, on the occasion of recording these carols, and this was 1964, Mrs. Burt wrote, "Al was a family man, and Christmas meant the joys of the traditional celebration, both secular and sacred. We kept this occasion in all its meaning that final year with our daughter, Diane." Alfred Burt was dying of cancer. Disease did little to lessen the luster of Christmas, for Al Burt loved living, and the musical horn he fastened to his wheelchair when his voice left him showed the way for those around us. Our days were bright, not gloomy. How happy he would be to know the joy and inspiration his music has brought to so many people all over the world. Let's listen to the Jimmy Joy Singers now and the Alfred Burt Christmas Carol, Caroling, Caroling.
Caroling, caroling.
Caroling, caroling, now we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices, sweet and clear. Sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Christmas bells are ringing.
Alfred Burt carols that has probably been recorded most is the Star Carol. And I think you'll see why when you listen to this recording done now by the voices of Jimmy Joyce. Alfred Burt's Christmas Carol, the Star Carol.
Then came a star.
the Star Carol, one of the original Christmas carols written by Alfred S. Burt, and performed in this 1964 Warner Brothers recording by the voices of the Jimmy Joyce Choir and arrangements by Brinley Bethel. If you are a choir director or a choir singer or a member of a glee club or something, you'd like to know more about these, they are published by the Shawnee Press. All 14 of the carols, there are 15 in this setting. I haven't figured which one is missing, but there are 14 carols published of very nice arrangements. I think most of the arrangements were, many of the arrangements were done by Willa Hudson. Modern style, but a delightful change of pace in any Christmas program. Something challenging and a pleasure to have in your repertoire. I highly recommend it. I'll do a little selling for the company now. But these are the carols of Alfred Burt. And there are a few more I'd like to share with you. This one is called We'll Dress the House. And if you haven't dressed your house yet, you might make a few notes from this. We'll dress the house. Now, you should have a few more notes there to make your place look pretty. These are the carols that were composed by Alfred Burt and sent out as a family tradition, as a family Christmas card each year for a number of years. And Alfred Burt was a jazz musician, played trumpet, was associated with Alvino Ray's orchestra. So that gets us involved, I guess, with all the big King family, doesn't it? But some fine things and worth listening to each year, I think. Let's listen now as the Jimmy Joyce singers sing Christ in the Stranger's Guise.
I met a stranger yestreen. I put food in the eating place.
Drink in the drinking place. Music in the
myself and my house, my cattle and my loved ones.
And the lark sang in his song. Often, often, often goes the Christ in the stranger's guise.
Christ in the Stranger's Guise, sung by the voices of Jimmy Joyce, one of the Alfred Burt Christmas carols, being played on this annual Christmas Monday at 1 program. Alfred Burt's life, his life was his music, is alive in this album that we're presenting now. We hope you enjoy it, and we hope that you have a very merry and musical Christmas. Let's listen now as the voices of Jimmy Joyce singers do O Hearken Ye and Jesu Parvule.
O hearken ye who would believe the gracious tidings now receive. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. The mighty Lord of heaven and earth today is come to human birth. Glory.
Jesu Parvile, and before that, O Hearken Ye, two of the Alfred Burt Christmas carols in this annual presentation on our Christmas Time Monday at 1 program. The arrangements are by Brinley Bethel, and the choir is directed by Jimmy Joyce. This is a 1964 Warner Brothers recording. I don't know whether it's still around or not now, but if it is, you might want to have it. If not, join us each year at Christmas time, and we'll share it with you. Let's listen to two more now as we'll complete the set. What Are the Signs and Nigh Bethlehem?
What are the signs of the morning? God who created the light, speak through the gloom that enfolds us. When breaks the
complete performance of the Alfred Burt Christmas carols, recorded in 1964, but composed on and off up to about 1954, when Al Burt, the composer of most of them, died at the early age of 34. What a nice thing to have these around to enjoy. And we only hope that carol singers everywhere will broaden their horizons and include some of these fine carols in their repertoire. They're beautiful things, a joy to listen to. Got a couple of traditional ones I'm going to play for you in just a moment on our Christmas Monday at 1 program.
This is the Christmas Monday at One program, and in our few minutes remaining, I'd like to turn to just one instrument, one of my favorites, the guitar, played by one of my favorite guitarists, Charlie Byrd. Listen to Charlie Byrd's delightful solo guitar setting of The First Noel. Charlie Byrd, solo guitar, in the French carol, The First Noel. Well, it's only a few minutes now till quitting time. Let's listen to another Charlie Byrd performance. This is from the 1500s, The Coventry Carol. Thank you.
Well, they always tell us the story behind Silent Night was that the organ broke down and they needed to have a Christmas carol, so one was composed, and it was played in its first performance on a guitar. And so as we say farewell to you on this Christmas Monday at One program, featuring in large part the carols of Alfred Burt, performed by the Jimmy Joy Singers in arrangements by Brinley Bethel, we close traditional form, Silent Night, solo guitar, Charlie Bird. And on behalf of all of us at WJMA for Monday at One, Merry Christmas.